Don't you see? Maybe, just maybe, we are the ones responsible by our doings, by our thinking. I mean, it is by our thinking that we may drown faster than our blinking. We have let us deceive us that winners have to go to a gathering to be winners, and that to be redeemed is to go through suffering traffic, causing madness, and on your way to the holy grounds, you too must have cursed in traffic. You must have driven in a way that was wrong in traffic, but you tell you it is right because of God in traffic. And should we remind us that we are God? Is his likeness and image proof enough that being good to a stranger is simply good enough? And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Don't you see? Do you see that you are the church, as an attack on the church is aimed at your heart? I mean, a building is a building. I mean, a building is a building. Let's place that apart. Let's put aside, like the government does, our hearts. Take the goods from the cart. And false prophets aren't celestial church people or the tight type. The false prophets have been you all along, refusing to be the right type. Letting opinions turn us into minions. No coward is more yellow than us in our mini dungarees, but it's okay. I mean, even I could have written this before now, but before the beheading, I have come to realize that who we are is who we are now. So protect the church.